So you may remember last year I presented some results on the use of the aphids for breeders, and this year I will be presenting the validation of the system. You know that
You break it, you buy it.
one of the limitation of HVIs to improve cotton varieties is that it doesn't give you length distribution. The only tool that gives you length distribution is the aphis. But the aphis is a slow instrument, and when you are a breeder, you have to test thousand and thousand and thousand of samples. And in my lab, the regular protocol is to test 5 slivers per sample with 3,000 fibers per sliver. It's just not workable. You can't test except if you buy a dozen aphids, which would make a user extremely happy, but not us. It's not workable. So my goal was to see if it was possible to modify the current protocol with the aphids to get the same type of information, even if we lose a little bit of precision, in order to be able to work with the aphids. So the first thing, when you look at breeder samples are extremely different from bale samples, from commercial bales. You have a lot of variability within a breeder sample, much, much more than within a bale. Therefore, the thing that sounds logical is to blend samples prior to testing. But you need to blend this sample without breaking fibers or breaking the minimum amount of fibers. If you look closely at the aphis, and especially at the fiber individualizer, you will see that it's a system that is pretty aggressive. And so when your fibers arrive to the fiber individualizer and you have a lot of fiber entanglement, it breaks them. So what you want is to remove most of the fiber entanglement without breaking fibers. So therefore, you can't do that very fast. You can't use teeth or stuff like that. You have to have a very gentle system that basically draws the fibers gently and removes the entanglement. When you do that, you have this type of results. Here it's 100 samples coming from a breeding program. The blue dots, it is a variance between slivers, so the 5 slivers per sample, with just raw material. You see that your variances are quite high. The red dots, it's when the cotton is blended. So you see, you have a real drastic decrease in the variance. If we look at all the different fiber parameters, length by weight, mean length by weight, UQL, short fiber, et cetera, you see that the ratio of the variances are pretty high. So on average, your variance after blending is one-third of what it was before blending, which means that you can test less sliver per sample. My first problem with the aphis was, okay, why this machine count 3,000 fibers while in 500 milligrams you have many, many more than 3,000 fibers? But if you change the setup of the machine to go from, say, 3,000 to 10,000, and you try to run samples and to look at 10,000 fibers, you can't. You go to 3,200, 3,300, but that's it. Everything else is rejected. And it is rejected for breeder samples. I don't talk about, bales or stuff like that, for breeder samples. It is rejected because of the entanglement. You have big bunches of fibers that comes to the detector. It's not counted. When you blend, and so you remove this entanglement, you can count 10,000 fibers on one sliver with no problem. So my goal was, okay, now that I know that, first I need to build a blender. Second, I need to validate the system. So this is the blender. I mean, all of you, you've seen blender of this type. It's an old design from the 50s. We modified it. We put a variable speed motor, etc. The clothing here is supple needles that are very gentle. And so you pass the sample twice on this blender. So, and the main goal is to remove mostly fiber entanglement. So the first thing was to check that I can effectively test 10,000 fibers. So I took 188 samples, representing a very large range of fiber properties, tested 5 slivers without blending, and one sliver with blending, and on all samples, the 188, we have been able to count up to 10,000 fibers with no problem. So the first thing was okay. The second thing, I said, okay, now I know what to do. So before making a lot of talk about that, we need to check that effectively using fiber length distribution in a breeding program is of interest. So with Cotton Incorporated, we talked about that, and Carol Mason, a current PhD student, is working on a breeding program where what we did is that we took, we did 15 crosses, different varieties. When we had the F1 generation, we separated the seed lots in two different lots. One that we bred using the regular HVI system that all breeders use. The other half, the APHIS, and especially the APHIS length distribution. We are the F5 generation right now. And last year, we did more than 100 spinning tests on the best lines obtained from HVI only versus basically fiber length distribution by number. And you may have seen the result that Carol presented yesterday. We did, it's very, very high quality cottons. So it's not for the carded market, it's for the comb market. So we did comb yarn for all these 100 and something lines. And the difference is striking between the two methods. The combing noise are much, much lower on the lines selected based on fiber length distribution than on HVI, really low. I mean, between the commercial checks, commercial controls, and the best lines, we have 9-point difference in noise, 9. We had a control, a very well-known brand, had around 19% combing noise with the setting we choose. The best lines with the APHIS selection are around 11% coming out. So a huge difference. Obviously, after you remove the short fibers, no problem, you have a very good yarn. But the big difference is in the amount of fiber you remove. On one hand, you remove 17-18%. On the other hand, you remove 12%. Makes a big difference. So last year we had two independent tests made near Lubbock, one with 48 entries, one with 52. It was all F3 lines with field replications. And we tested everything, blended, not blended. So this is the result of the first test, the MX test, for the mean length by weight. And here it's the commercial checks. So you can see that all our lines are much better than the commercial checks in terms of mean length by weight. And you can see also that what is extremely important, no interaction. So on average, our length with a blended sample is better, but we have no interaction, which is extremely important in a breeding program. You don't want to have your testing method to create artificially a different ranking. So no interaction for the mean length by weight. And we have exactly the same result for the other test. So for mean length by weight, the blended lint is never shorter than the raw cotton. The blended lint is on average 2/100 of an inch longer, and no interaction. If you look at the UQL, they are basically the same for the two methods. Obviously, you have significant differences between the entries. All the lines are better than the controls, but you have no impact of the preparation method and no interaction, which means that the longer part of the distribution is not broken. Short fiber content, you see that we have a pretty large difference between the two methods, blended, not blended. The short fiber content is much lower when you blend the sample, because obviously you didn't break as many fibers. But again, there is no interaction. And same result for the other test. If you look at the mean length by number, same thing. All the lines are much better than our checks. You have less short fibers for the blended material, and you don't have any interaction. Short fiber content by number, same thing, no interaction. I highlighted the line, the entry 9 and the entry 33. I will show you the length distributions for those two. So you can see that for the line 9, you don't have much difference in short fiber content, blended or not blended. For the line 33, a little bit more. This is the fiber length distribution. So 5 slivers, 3,000 fibers per sliver is the red line. The blue line is the blended material unit. They are nearly identical. And this is for the entry 33, where we had more fiber entanglement. So when you remove the fiber entanglement, you have less breakage, and therefore you have less short fibers. But it's visually you see a difference, but statistically there is no interaction. So on the blended lint, you have on average 4.4% less short fibers than on the raw cotton. But again, the most important thing for me was to look at the interaction, and there is no interaction. Nep count, the system, the blending method doesn't create any neps. You see that we have differences between entries, logical, but we don't have an effect of the sample prep, and we have no interaction. So this method of removing entanglement doesn't create any naps. Fineness, you see that on average we have higher fineness for the blended material, but it's not a huge difference. And again, no interaction. Maturity ratio, we have a difference. The blended material is more mature, appear more mature. Don't forget the way the aphis works. The aphis count fibers. You have a fiber that passes in front of a sensor. You measure the length of this fiber. You measure the maturity of that fiber, and then you do just a simple arithmetic average. If you break fibers, it's not any fiber that is broken. It's not a random thing. It is the fibers that are the weakest. And the fibers that are the weakest are, in general, also the less mature. Therefore, now instead of having one fiber, you have two fibers. So it brings down your maturity, but it's not real. It's just because you are doing an arithmetic average. And as Euster is in this room, and even if I told you that 200 times already, calculating the maturity ratio without taking into account the length distribution doesn't make sense to me. You have, the aphis is acquiring length and maturity at the same time. Therefore, you have a bivariate histogram. Using this bivariate histogram, you can weigh maturity by the length and have the real maturity ratio. Because when you break fibers, you artificially decrease maturity. So you have more the cotton is immature, larger is the bias in the maturity measurement. It's something that would be pretty simple to solve. But anyway, even if the aphis is not a perfect instrument, it's a great instrument for breeding. And as you can see, again, we don't have any interaction. Standard fineness appear a little bit higher for the blended material for the same reason, you know, it's just an arithmetic average. But again, no interaction. So, conclusion, blending fibers prior to aphis testing results in less fiber breakage because we have removed quite a lot of fiber entanglement. We get a better fiber length distribution with the same UQL, lower short fiber content, and better mean length. Doesn't have any negative effect on the nap count. And apparently we have a better maturity and fineness because of this arithmetic average. All samples were spun after that to produce 30 any combed ring spun yarn. And as I reported before, one of the best predictor of strength is standard fineness. And on this set of lines, you see exactly the same thing. Standard fineness is a very strong predictor of yarn strength. Remind you that standard fineness is basically the perimeter of the fiber. And smaller is the perimeter or the diameter of the fiber, more fibers you have in the cross-section of your yarn and stronger is your yarn. So those are very, very logical results. The results we obtain on this breeding program with Carol Mason are much, much better than what I expected. We have really a huge improvement in combing noise with a big decrease in the combing noise. And why? Because when you breed based on fiber length distribution, it means that basically you reject all the lines that have an excess number of fibers in the short fiber content. These fibers are coming from, most of them, from broken fibers. And they break because they are weak and because they are immature. So when you breed for improve fiber length distribution, at the same time, indirectly, you breed for stronger fibers and more mature fibers. So it's a very, very nice parameter. Basically, you look at the fiber length distribution. I've never seen good cotton in terms of spinning performance with a bad length distribution. You always have a good length distribution when you have good spinning performance. So this is, in fact, one parameter that kind of encompasses a lot of other problems, and especially maturity, which is, for us on the High Plains of Texas, a major issue, maturity. Another thing that is important is that if you look at the current protocol, you test 5 slivers, you have to run your standards every day, etc. So basically, in one regular day of work, you can test 150 slivers. with 5 slivers per sample, it's just 30 samples a day. If you go to the blending system and you can test 1 sliver and 10,000 fibers, you can test 150 samples a day, which decreases a lot the cost of aphis testing and make it completely feasible for breeders. That's my conclusion. Thank you.